The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's begin with this one from Woman's Day. Let's grow. Dig into You Are a Gardener. To celebrate National Gardening Day, April 14th, author Shanna Truffini, T-R-U-F-F-I-N-I, I guess she wrote into You Are a Gardener, imaginatively uses gardening vocabulary and emotional metaphors in her work. Flowers represent joy and gratitude. Weeds symbolize our challenging emotions and negative thoughts, and gardening tools serve as healthy resources and activities to help us feel confident, creative, and calm. You can turn weeds into seeds by practicing gratitude, journaling, crafting, cooking, baking, deep breathing, exercising, and drawing or coloring, Shanna explains. Her website offers the book along with her blog, educational programs, and personal growth tools. From Woman's Day, they do a cute wreath for Easter. It's covered in those yellow peeps. Everybody loves those little cute little peeps. Although these are not the candy kind, I don't think. Their directions are pretty easy here. Paint a foam wreath form yellow. Let it dry. Then hot glue plastic eggs onto the wreath. And then hot glue little chicks from the craft store around the eggs. Little tiny ones. There's tons of them on here. Continue until the wreath is full. It's very, very cute, I must say. And a fluffy bunny wreath using a rabbit-shaped wreath form. Obviously, you have to get that at the craft store. Theirs is rattan, but there are also wire options. Hot glue cotton flowers around the body and the head. Tuck in or attach faux or real flowers throughout. They're using tiny little flowers attached. The star is mostly just the little cotton balls all around the body and head with the little ears kind of bare sticking up out of there. Very cute. And it sounds like it's pretty darn easy, which is my kind of craft. From First for Women, perimenopause myths busted. This might be timely for some of you. With all the misguided information circulating on social media, knowing the facts about this life stage is more important than ever. We turn to the experts to help separate fact from fiction. Menopause is official when you've gone 1 year without a period. It marks the end of a woman's reproductive years. But most of us start experiencing symptoms of hormone imbalance 7 to 10 years before menopause, which is known as perimenopause, says Bruce Dorr, MD, a senior medical advisor for Biote. In this stage, women experience an imbalance of the rise and fall of estrogen and progesterone from the ovaries, which causes unpredictable menstrual cycles, he says. But misinformation on this life stage abounds. Here, experts debunk top myths. Myth: your body overheats in perimenopause. In addition to hot flashes, many women also experience the opposite, a cold flash. OBGYN Barbara Hanna, DO, founder of My Menopause RX, explains that the hypothalamus regulates body temperature. When estrogen drops, the hypothalamus becomes oversensitive, making you suddenly feel cold, she explains. Exercise and staying hydrated can help manage cold flashes, says family nurse practitioner Ina Cardone-Mason of the Holistic Approach for Women. Herbal cures like black cohosh or sage may also help. Myth: hormone therapy is dangerous. Their answer: perimenopausal hormone fluctuations and imbalance can cause a broad range of symptoms, such as the hot flashes, night sweats, poor sleep, poor memory, and more, says Dr. Dorr. That's where hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, comes in. HRT is simply replacing these hormones to restore balance. He adds that HRT is not dangerous as long as it's prescribed responsibly by a knowledgeable healthcare provider who is careful about what they are replacing the hormone with, how it is delivered, and what the treatment is combined with. In fact, according to the Menopause Society, HRT is one of the safest and most effective treatments for pesky perimenopausal symptoms. Another myth, hormone therapy is the only treatment option. Well, of course that can't be. Although hormone therapy can help manage symptoms, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Cardona Mason says a holistic approach can also help. Nutritional support, stress management, exercise, and sleep hygiene are essential, she says. Supplements like magnesium, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and adaptogens like ashwagandha, I'm going to spell that, ashwagandha, or rhodiola, rhodiola, can support hormonal balance and overall well-being. Myth, the brain fog never goes away. Well, their answer, fluctuating estrogen levels in the months or years before menopause can affect the brain. And while one study found that these changes may continue into menopause, years of research show that brain fog will eventually go away, says gynecologist Barbara Dupree, MD, director of Women's Midlife Services at Michigan's Holland Hospital. In the meantime, exercising and getting enough sleep can help. So can supplementing with 75 milligrams of resveratrol twice a day, she says. And I'm going to spell that. There's a lot of words I have not heard of in this article. R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L. And the last myth, you can't get pregnant at this stage. Uh-oh. Their answer, as many as 40% of women will still ovulate or release an egg within 6 months of their final menstrual cycle, notes Dr. Orr. While this likelihood of conception falls with age, spontaneous pregnancies can occur past 50 years old. And while healthcare providers often prescribe hormone therapy to ease perimenopausal symptoms like brain fog, moodiness, and hot flashes, Dr. Hanna notes that hormone therapy is not a contraceptive. The bottom line, perimenopausal women are still at risk of pregnancy. Can't be too careful. From Magnolia, Sunday slowdown. Life can often feel pressing and demand much of us, but if we hold one day a week for things that give us life, we'll be better set for what's ahead. Remember that feeling of recess? We'd pour out the back doors, racing to find an open swing, a kickball, a favorite friend. In those bright memories, we were given freedom, and it helped set us up for the desk work and efforts ahead of us. Maybe we still need a recess. It just looks a bit different now. Maybe it's every Sunday or a day that works best for you, and that sense of renewal comes from sitting in a quiet corner with a beautiful novel or taking a slow walk through the city. Or stargazing from the back of a truck with friends. Maybe it looks like doing something thoughtful for someone else so they can take a breath too. But just like it was before, it's a set-apart time, a space held for things that slow us down and stir our hearts, a deliberate shift. Because when we set aside this time, it tends to make the rest of the week lighter and brighter. We aren't dragging forward. We're upright and filled. Try setting aside one day a week or part of a day. Take it slow on your own or with others. Give recess a shot again and head for that open back door. They've got some ideas for that. Take note of ideas on this list that sound delightful to you, the ones that would feel restful or even energizing, because sometimes you need both. Dedicate your one day to life-giving activities only, and save the rest for another. So here are their options here, their suggestions. Trim some branches and create a tabletop arrangement for dinner. Watch a movie you loved as a child, maybe two. Visit a local farm open for visitors and wander around. Some of them have goats. I love goats. Move your body differently. Go rock climbing, running, or paddle boarding. Clear off the table and do a puzzle. Read chapters of an old favorite book. Take a long, no-alarm nap. Pull a chair into the sun and journal or read poetry or a coffee table book. Deliver fresh donuts in the morning to a neighbor or fire station. Go to the water, a creek, an ocean, a river. Explore. Write a letter, stamp it, and walk it to the mailbox. Spend a full afternoon outside, raking or planting, and break a good sweat. Turn on an album and organize a space. Find a blank paper and sketch something. Invite friends over to play games or card games. Use your hands, paper mache a bowl, build a birdhouse, pick some flowers. Make coffee in a new way. French press, cowboy, stovetop. Share it. Mow the grass if you have some. Offer to mow someone else's. Host a simple potluck so others can slow down too. From First for Women, an uplifting tale. Kindness of Strangers, a Lesson in Love. I volunteered to take my 6-year-old grandson Jaden to the pediatrician when he fell ill, so my daughter didn't have to miss a big meeting at work. He'd been down with the sniffles and a sore throat for a few days, and we wanted to make sure it wasn't strep. He always got so anxious at the doctor's office, fearing shots and getting poked and prodded. So by the time we were leaving and checking out with the receptionist, he was looking forward to his favorite part, getting a lollipop. Just then, the receptionist frowned when she saw her supply had run out and profusely apologized. Jaden looked deflated and fought back tears, but then a little girl who had just checked out ahead of us saw his reaction and turned right around. "Have mine," she exclaimed as her mother beamed with pride, seeing Jaden's sadness turn to a smile. I often think back to that day, and I know that one act will impact Jaden as he grows up. Even the smallest among us can have the biggest impact and make this world a better place. That was Sheila Ann Carson of Rock Springs, Wyoming. And a quick quote, it was on the same page. Be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. That's of Maya Angelou. Love that. From First for Women, question. I want to get the health perks of dark chocolate. What should I look for on the label? Their answer, I generally tell people to aim for at least 60% cacao. Here's why. Dark chocolate is rich in flavonoids, antioxidants that help lower blood pressure and boost heart health. The higher the percentage of cacao solids, the higher the flavonoids and the greater the benefit. But also, the more bitter the chocolate becomes. It's all about striking a balance between health and taste. I personally choose brands between 60% and 72%, which deliver health perks and deliciousness. But if you're looking for pure intensity, go for 80% or higher. A few joyful tips. Try to avoid chocolate labeled as Dutch or alkali processed, which significantly lowers the antioxidant levels. Check with consumerreports.org, that's consumerreports.org, for products with low levels of metals such as lead and cadmium and other contaminants that obviously you don't want. Stick with 1-ounce portions. That's the hard part. Break larger bars into single servings, which helps tame the urge to overeat, taking that from experience. A few brands to try. Taza, T-A-Z-A, 70% dark chocolate. You can look for outlets at tazachocolate.com, T-A-Z-A-C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E.com. Divine dark chocolate, 70%. Divine, 70%. Available on divinechocolate.com, D-I-V-I-N-E-C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E.com. And the standby Ghirardelli, 72% dark chocolate. You can get it at grocery stores and such, or Ghirardelli.com. G H IRARDELLI.com. From First for Women, evening activity deepens sleep. That's the word from researchers in the journal BMJ, Open Sport and Exercise Medicine. In their study, when subjects did 3 minutes of light activity every half hour from 5 to 9 p.m., they slept for 27.7 minutes longer than they did after sitting continuously for the same period. Activity breaks included chair squats, calf raises, and standing knee raises. But the researchers say walking around the house or dancing should have similar sleep-enhancing effects. How about it? From Good Housekeeping, prep your produce. Remove dirt and grime before going all in. So, how to wash your fruits and veggies? Yes, you need to, first up. Produce picks up dirt and chemicals on its way from the farm to your kitchen. Try these tips to get it squeaky clean. Skip soap and bleach. Fruits and veggies are porous, so washing them in soap or bleach is a huge no-no, as produce can absorb these chemicals. A simple rinse with water should do the trick. Or try baking soda. A cold water soak with baking soda can also work. Go for a teaspoon of baking soda per 2 cups of cold water and soak for 12 to 15 minutes. And wait to wash. Washing produce before storing it can speed up spoilage. Instead, rinse it just before you eat it. If you choose to wash it before putting it into your crisper, dry thoroughly to reduce the risk of mold. And they also have a top tool scrubber they recommend, the Ring by Full Circle, $6. It's a veggie brush that makes it easy to wipe debris from items like potatoes and carrots. Be sure to drive the scrubber fully between uses. And use every last bit. Eat everything in the fridge. Here are a few of my favorite strategies for clearing out that crisper. 1. Make a smoothie. Cucumber peels, carrot tops, spinach stems can all be thrown into a blender to give your AM sip more fiber and vitamins. Feel free to freeze uneaten avocado, ginger, etc. for future blends. Save for stock. Stash components that don't get incorporated during daily cooking, unused leek greens, parsnip ends, onion peels, etc. in the freezer. Then make a veggie stock or broth with them. And DIY a salad mix. Don't be afraid to toss heaps of herbs into your next bowl of greens. It's a stress-free and tasty way to use up a bunch. Even better, drizzle on a dressing that includes an entire lemon, rind and all. Obviously, it has to go through the food processor. From First for Women in Focus, spinach. This leafy green is fresh in stores now. Glow from head to toe. Not only is spinach a good source of immunity-boosting iron, the vitamins A and C in this superfood promote healthy skin and hair. And to make a super Sicilian side dish, sauté 1/4 cup of pine nuts in 3 tablespoons of olive oil over medium heat for 2 minutes. Add 1/2 cup of golden raisins and 1 sliced garlic clove and cook for 2 minutes. Then wilt in 8 cups of spinach and season to taste. From First for Women, Bliss in Every Bite Carrot Cake Bars. Every Easter, I bake up a batch of my family's favorite carrot cake bars, and they disappear in a flash, shares Emily Boyette, First Associate Food Editor. And no one knows how easy they are, thanks to a boxed cake mix. Now we're talking. For 12 bars, simply puree 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese with 1/2 cup of carrot juice until smooth. Next, prepare 1 15-1/4-ounce package of spice cake mix according to the box instructions, folding in the carrot juice until incorporated. Pour the batter into a 13x9 baking dish and bake at 350 for 20 to 25 minutes. Once cool, heat up a 16-ounce jar of cream cheese frosting and spread on top. These rich, flavorful delights are such a crowd pleaser. From First for Women, almond bunny cookies. This was, as you can tell, our Easter episode. Active time, 1 hour. Total time, 3 hours, and this serves 18. They look like pretty big-sized bunny cookies. We need 2 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup butter at room temp, 2/3 cup granulated sugar, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon of almond extract, pink, yellow, and white cookie icings, decorating sugar, and silver sugar pearls. Line baking sheets with parchment paper. Mix flour and 1/4 teaspoon salt, which they did not list, on medium-high speed, beat butter and sugar till fluffy. On medium, beat in egg and almond extract until smooth. Then on low, gradually beat in the flour mixture until just combined. Shape dough into a disc and wrap in plastic wrap. Chill for 30 minutes. Then heat oven to 350. On a lightly floured surface, roll out the dough to 1/4 inch thick. Using 4-inch long bunny-shaped cookie cutters, cut out shapes and re-roll the scraps, roll them back out again and make more bunnies. Place 1 inch apart on the baking sheets. Bake until golden, 9 to 11 minutes. Let them cool on a rack. Then decorate with those colored icings, sugar, and sugar pearls. Let dry 1 hour. They're very cute. From Magnolia, artichoke soup. Prep time 15 minutes, cook time is 30, and this makes 6 servings. We need 1 large leek, halved lengthwise and sliced, about 2 1/4 cups worth, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 4 cups reduced sodium, chicken broth or vegetable broth, 2 14-ounce cans of artichoke hearts, drained, 12 ounces of Yukon Gold potatoes, peeled and chopped, 6 whole cloves of garlic, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh thyme, 1 cup whole milk, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, and salt and freshly ground black pepper. Cook leek in olive oil in a 4-quart Dutch oven over medium, 8 to 10 minutes, or until tender and golden. Add the broth, artichoke hearts, potatoes, garlic, and thyme. Bring to boiling, then reduce heat. Cover and simmer 20 minutes or until the veggies are very tender. Using an immersion blender, puree the soup until very smooth, or cool slightly and transfer to a blender in batches. Cover and blend until very smooth. Return to the Dutch oven. Stir in milk and vinegar. Season with salt and pepper. Sprinkle with cracked pepper an additional time to serve. To make a head, prepare the soup as directed. Cool completely. Store in the refrigerator for up to 5 days. Heat on the stovetop until warm. From Magnolia, caramelized onion frittata. Prep time's 10 minutes. Cook time is 40. Broil for 1. Stand for 10. That adds up to about, an hour and a half? 6 servings. 4 ounces prosciutto or bacon, chopped. 1 large sweet onion, halved and thinly sliced. That's 2 1/2 cups. 2 tablespoons salted butter. A pinch of sugar. 3 cups fresh baby spinach, 10 eggs slightly beaten, so it's an expensive recipe, 2/3 cup whole milk, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground nutmeg, 1 cup of Gruyere cheese, shredded about 4 ounces. Cook prosciutto in a large broiler-proof skillet over medium-low until crisp. Drain. Transfer prosciutto to a plate lined with paper towels. Add onion, butter, and sugar to the skillet. Cover and cook over medium-low 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. Uncover and cook over medium 10 minutes or until caramelized. Add spinach and cook 2 minutes more or until wilted. Meanwhile, whisk together eggs, milk, mustard, and nutmeg in a medium bowl. Preheat your broiler. Spread caramelized onion and spinach evenly in the skillet. Top with prosciutto if you like. You can reserve some of that for garnish. And the Gruyere cheese. Pour the egg mixture over top. Continue cooking over medium. As the mixture sets, run a spatula around the edges of the skillet, lifting egg mixture so the uncooked portion flows underneath. Continue cooking 8 to 10 minutes or until mixture is almost set. The surface will still be a little moist. Then place the skillet under the broiler, 4 to 5 inches from heat. Broil 1 to 2 minutes or just until the top is set. Let stand 10 minutes. Cut into wedges. Garnish with reserved prosciutto if you're using. And asparagus and pickled radish salad. 20 minutes prep, 1 hour to marinate. This makes 6 servings. We need 1/3 cup fresh lemon juice, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh dill, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 cup thinly sliced radishes, 1 shallot thinly sliced, 1/3 cup, 1.5 pounds of fresh asparagus cut into 2-inch pieces, 1/3 cup toasted pine nuts, and flaky sea salt. Whisk together lemon juice, olive oil, dill, mustard, and pepper in a shallow bowl until well blended. Add radishes and shallot, toss to coat. Cover and chill 1 hour, stirring occasionally. Meanwhile, bring a pot of water to boiling. Add asparagus. Blanch 3 minutes or until bright green. Drain and immediately place asparagus in a bowl of ice water. Stir until the asparagus is cool. Drain well. Transfer to a serving bowl. Add radish mixture, including the dressing, to the asparagus and toss to coat. Before serving, top with pine nuts and sprinkle lightly with flaky sea salt. For Woman's Day, got something in your eye? Do this. If an eyelash or a fleck of dirt is stuck in your eye, don't rub the eye or stick your finger in it. That will only trigger irritation and introduce bacteria into the delicate area. Try these moves instead. First, blink like crazy, which will initiate the flow of natural tears. Blink, blink, blink. If that doesn't help, flush the eye with sterile saline solution. If you wear contact lenses, remove them first. And if that doesn't work, seek medical help. If your eye hurts or you're having trouble seeing, especially if something has become embedded in your eye or a chemical has gotten into it. Scary stuff. From First for Women, lift glasses, not coasters. Ever grab a glass and end up lifting the coaster with it? That's the vacuum effect at work. But don't worry. Choosing the right coasters can fix it. Textured coasters, or those made of absorbent materials such as cork or stone, won't stick to the glass, so you can lift your glass smoothly every time. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening. See you next time.